Class 3, Subject Science, Chapter 8, Topic, An Ideal House. Good morning, children. Today we will learn about an ideal house. Now, what is an ideal house? An ideal house is one which satisfies your needs and is comfortable. It protects us from the sun, rain, wind, cold, animals and enemies. A good house should have all the comforts we need in our day-to-day life. A house should be big and strong with many windows and ventilators for free circulation of air. It also allows the sunlight to enter the house. Sunlight keeps the room of the house dry and free from germs. Our house must have separate rooms for sleeping, washing, cooking, eating, studying, etc. Our house should have a good drainage system to carry away the dirty water. Dirty water is the breeding house for mosquitoes and germs. Our houses must have open space in front or back of our house and balconies to get enough sunlight and clean air. Sunlight kills germs that make us sick. Therefore, our houses must have proper windows to let the sunlight come in. We must keep our house and surroundings clean from garbage. Garbage attracts germs carrying insects which can spread diseases. Therefore, we should throw garbage in the dustbins. A good house should have a proper chimney in the kitchen to let the smoke out. This helps to keep the house smoke-free. Not only the house should be clean, even the surroundings should be clean. That is, green plants should be planted as they purify the air. To keep the house safe from stray animals, we should build a wall or fence all around the house. We can also use wire netting or doors and windows to keep mosquitoes, flies and other insects away. But the most important thing is that we should keep the house neat and tidy. Have a fixed place for keeping everything, and above all, a house should be a pleasant and comfortable place to live in peacefully and happily.